The Alaska Coastal Management Program is about 35 years old, and it does two big things. First, if you want to develop a project along Alaska's coastline, it helps streamline the regulatory process. All the agencies you need to talk to get the same information at the same time. And second, if you're one of those agencies, say the State Department of Natural Resources or the City and Borough of Sitka, the program provides a mechanism for you to talk to all the other agencies about the project. In short, it ensures that plans for development along Alaska's coastline are consistent with federal, state, and local policies.
We feel that it gives us a much stronger ability to have some input into the permitting process for the city and borough of Sitka, which is almost 5,000 square miles. It's not just downtown Sitka.
Marlene Campbell is Sitka's Director of Governmental Affairs. That's the liaison between City Hall and state and federal officials. Now that the Coastal Management Program is going away, Campbell says, it's going to be much harder for Sitka to have a voice in projects. And policies the city has set forth that were enforced by the state and federal governments could be lost as well.
What that means to us is, for example, policies that don't allow the proliferation of float houses anywhere people want to put them privately, because there's been so much public use of our tidelands, especially in Sitka Sound and our bays and so forth, that the public weighed in to limit where float houses could be placed. That will all go away as of July 1.
July 1st is when Alaska's coastal management will fall under federal control, and Campbell says major questions have yet to be answered. What do offices like hers do with projects currently under review? Or will they still be able to help local developers who are unsure how to navigate government regulations?
Right now, we're still trying to figure out what exactly it means.
That's Brian Templin, city planner for the city of Craig, where the demise of the coastal management program is equally unclear. For him, the big loss is that local and state agencies won't be looking at the same information at the same time.
I think there's the possibility that there will be effects or impacts of projects that weren't anticipated, that were easier to catch when all of the agencies were looking at the project at the same time.
And there are also implications at the state level, says Kurt Fredrickson, a former commissioner of the State Department of Environmental Conservation, who was once project coordinator for the state's Office of Coastal Management. Fredrickson says the Coastal Management Program required the federal government to work with the state government.
And I fear if we lose that, at a time when we're trying to get the federal government to pay more attention to Alaska's concerns and Alaska's priorities, losing coastal management will just undermine our authority to do that.
Templin, the Craig City planner, says he's heard talk of restarting the program from scratch, but he also says the estimates of doing that in 18 to 24 months are optimistic.
My personal opinion is I think it's going to be longer. We went through a major program change and new coastal district plans, and that process started in 2003, and there are still districts in the state today that have not resolved their coastal management plans based on those changes 8 years later.
After a session of negotiations among the Alaska House, Senate, and Governor's Office, the reauthorization of the coastal management program failed in the House by one vote. With help from Rosemarie Alexander in Juneau, I'm Ed Ronco in Sitka.